Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 15th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Leading off today, Beats is out with its first major redesign of its solo on-ear headphones since being acquired by Apple in 2014. The all-new Solo Pro headphones blend Beats Studio active noise cancellation with PowerBeats and AirPods features like Siri support, auto power, and more. The Beats Solo Pro bring a new look that mixes Beats EP and Beats Studio headphones while maintaining the on-ear design of previous Solo headphones. The next generation headphones also come with all new features for the Solo line. There's support for pure active noise cancellation with a redesigned on-ear cup, while the new transparency feature lets you hear ambient noise using microphones. There's also a fold-to-power feature, which means your Solo Pro headphones will automatically power on when you unfold them and power off when you fold them back up. Solo Pro also feature Apple's H1 chip that first appeared in the second generation AirPods and then the PowerBeats Pro. This wireless chip provides voice-activated Siri and means that Beats Solo Pro work with Apple's new audio sharing feature on iOS 13, even with pure ANC or transparency enabled. In terms of battery life, Beats promises up to 22 hours of audio playback when using active noise cancellation or transparency. You can turn off both features to expect up to 40 hours of playback. Beats Solo Pro headphones recharge using an included lightning cable, so there's no more worrying about micro USB. There's also fast charging support with a quick 10-minute charge providing 3 hours of playback. The Beats Solo Pro headphones are available for pre-order in the United States starting today and retail for $300. They'll be available on October 30th in 6 color options, including black, ivory, and gray, as well as matte finishes of dark blue, light blue, and red. In other news, the Apple TV app is coming to Roku devices today, just in time for the launch of Apple TV Plus on November 1st. The TV app is free to download from the Roku Channel Store, and once you sign in with your Apple ID, you can access existing purchases of iTunes movies and TV shows, as well as watch streaming content from Apple TV channels, including HBO, Stars, and Showtime. The Apple TV app on Roku will also be the home to Apple TV Plus. This means Roku users will be able to sign up for and watch TV Plus on the big screen without an Apple TV itself. Apple is pushing the TV app beyond its own devices as it looks to capture subscription service revenue from everyone, not just Apple customers. The TV app is already available on Samsung smart TVs, and it will also be coming to smart TVs from Vizio, LG, and Sony in the future. Apple TV Plus will launch on November 1st for $5 per month, but if you purchase a new iPhone, Apple TV, Mac, iPad, or iPod Touch, you'll get 1 year for free. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, the TV Everywhere feature, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. The TV Everywhere feature is especially useful and gives you the ability to watch and record premium channels by signing in with your cable or streaming provider. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Over the weekend, a report surfaced about Apple sending user browsing data to Tencent, a Chinese company. The report explained that the data sharing was done to help protect users from malicious websites. But many people were quick to jump at the fact that Tencent was involved. Apple has traditionally used Google to provide safe browsing services, but with iOS 13 and macOS Catalina, it started using Tencent in China in order to comply with Chinese regulations. After speculation about what exact data was shared with Tencent, Apple has now fully explained the situation. In a statement, Apple says that the actual website URLs aren't shared with Tencent or Google, and that Tencent is only used when a device has its region set to mainland China. Through this process, we also learned more specific information about how Safari's fraudulent website warnings work and why actual URLs aren't shared with third parties. The process to check whether a website matches a list of known malicious sites happens before Safari loads a URL, and the matching process starts by checking just hashed prefixes. If Safari does not see a match of the hashed prefix, it will send the hash to the safe browsing provider, either Google or Tencent, to request the full list of URLs that match the prefix. Because Safari talks directly with Google or Tencent for the request, they do receive the device's IP address. After Safari gets the full list of malicious URLs matching the prefix, it checks if there is a full match on device so the actual URL is never shared with the safe browsing provider. Nonetheless, you can easily turn off this website detection feature on both your iOS device and your Mac. On your iOS device, head to Settings and Safari, and you'll see the website warning option. On your Mac, you can find the option in Safari, Preferences, and Security. Keep in mind that turning off this feature might make you more susceptible to visiting malicious websites, but it is a way to avoid having any information shared with Google or Tencent. Other things you should check out on 9to5 Mac today include a roundup of everything we know so far about the so-called iPhone SE 2. We've also got a look at a new bridge keyboard with a trackpad and some drama surrounding its launch. Find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.